From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Russian troops may be headed to Syria. A Russian lawmaker says what he calls a unit of Russian volunteers, including men who fought in eastern Ukraine, may join Syrian government troops fighting in Syria. The remark follows reports that Russian volunteers already have been spotted fighting alongside the Syrian army. Meanwhile, NATO member Turkey is reporting multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets into its airspace over 2 days. Here's NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Russia's actions are not contributing to the security and the stability of the region. I call on Russia to fully respect NATO airspace and to avoid escalating tensions.
A Russian official is blaming poor weather conditions for the incident. The United States and 11 other Pacific Rim nations reached a final agreement Monday on a broad free trade pact. The pact will cut taxes and reduce trade barriers for nearly half the world's economy. Michael Froman is the U.S. trade representative.
The 12 of us are pleased to have been able to reach agreement on an ambitious, high-standard, comprehensive agreement. We think it helps define the rules of the road for the Asia-Pacific region in a way that's consistent with the interests and the values that we share.
Analysts say TPP could counter the growing influence of China. Liberian Foreign Minister Augustine N. Gafuan has resigned, saying he wants to be a participant in the coming 2017 presidential and general elections. He has served the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf administration for 10 years in various capacities as finance minister, director of the Bureau of the Budget, and foreign minister. This is VOA News. Libya's internationally recognized parliament on Monday extended its mandate past its October 20th expiration, a move that may complicate UN peace efforts. A parliamentary spokesman calls Monday's vote, in his words, a precautionary measure in case the political talks fail. Dozens of people were killed in a series of car bombings across Iraq. Police say the largest bomb exploded near a crowded market in the predominantly Shiite town of Khalis. A second attack occurred at a market in the town of Al-Zubair. And in Baghdad, police say a car bomb exploded in the Husseiniya district in the northern outskirts of the city. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced the creation of two new marine sanctuaries in the states of Maryland and Wisconsin. He delivered that message via video to an international conference on the world's marine ecosystem, Our Ocean 2015, meeting in Valparaiso, Chile. The U.S. Justice Department and five states have finalized a settlement of $20.8 billion to resolve claims against the BP company. Those charges stem from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Loretta Lynch is the U.S. Attorney General.
Taken as a whole, this resolution is both strong and fitting. BP is receiving the punishment it deserves, while also providing critical compensation for the injuries that it caused to the environment and the economy of the Gulf region.
Loretta Lynch. The Afghan military called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and patients. That word comes from U.S. Army General John Campbell. He's the top commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan.
Unfortunately, the Taliban have decided to remain in the city and fight from within, knowingly putting civilians at significant risk of harm. Our forces are in the air to provide training, advice, and assistance to the Afghan forces.
General Campbell told reporters Monday at the Pentagon he was correcting an earlier statement that the U.S. bombardment was intended to defend American forces under fire. The death toll from last week's landslide on the outskirts of Guatemala's capital has risen to 131. Authorities say finding any more survivors is unlikely. More than 100 people are still missing. Thailand's military government has appointed a committee to write a new constitution. That action comes after an earlier version of the document was rejected. Deputy Prime Minister Visanu Kraunaugam says the new 21-member committee will begin work immediately and has 6 months to complete a draft charter. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.